Today's off of Shabbos, off Kuf Mem Zayin. We started with the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav and Beis. Nosen Tavshel Uto Chabar B'Shvil Shei Shamor. You could take a cooked food and put it into a pit in the ground in order to keep it fresh and cool, and you don't have to worry that you're going to smooth out the ground in order to rest the pot steadily on the ground of the pit. V'Samayim Hayafim B'Ram B'Shvil Shei Tzadnu V'Satzadnu B'Cham B'Shvil Shei Chamu. A person could put clean water in dirty water to cool it off, cold water in the sun to warm it up, and again, no concern that you can come to violate cooking by insulating in hot coals. The Mishnah went on to say, if a person's clothing gets wet, he can continue to walk in them, but once he gets to the outermost courtyard in the town, he can spread out the clothing to dry in a private place where people won't see him, because apparently we're not worried about Maris Ha'ayin, where nobody's going to be able to see. That's assuming like one shita in Tanaim. However, there is an opposing view in Tanaim that kol makom shos chachamim mipnei Maris Ha'ayin afil b'chadri chadarim asur, that anything that's also mishum Maris Ha'ayin you're not even allowed to do in chadri chadarim, in private. And once we're discussing wet clothing, the Gemara goes on to discuss a lot of other laundering and clothing wearing issues. Amar Rav Huna menayer talisa b'Shabbos chayev chatos. Rav Huna says somebody who shakes out dirt from his clothing on Shabbos is in violation of an issur d'oraisa, but that's only with three conditions. If it's new clothing, it's black clothing, and it's kapad alayu, he's very particular about it not to have any dirt on the clothing. And the Gemara tells two stories to confirm that if you don't care so much about it, then it's okay to shake off the dirt from the clothing. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, yotze betalis mekupeles, munachas lo al kseifo b'Shabbos chayev chatos. If a person folds up his talis over his shoulder so that it's not lean, it's not hanging down at all, he's chayev for carrying the talis on Shabbos, because that's not the normal way that a person would wear a talis. And the Braisa adds that a storekeeper, or really anybody else, is chayev for going out with coins tied into his clothing, but you're allowed to walk out with a kerchief on your shoulders, whether it's tied by a string to your finger or not. That's considered the normal derech levisha. The Talmidim asked Ula, ma'u lasos marziv b'Shabbos? Are you allowed to make folds in your clothing in a way that will make like pockets on Shabbos? So when Ula said it was Asr, it was about a particular type of pocket that he was shown, but not all pockets are going to be Asr, not all hems that you make to hold things are going to be Asr. Kol adayta deluchnufei Asr. If it's a more permanent type of change to the baguette, then it's Asr. But kol delusnal shari, if it's just a temporary thing to make the baguette look nicer temporarily, that's going to be mutter. The Gemara tells three versions of a story where Rebbe accepted not to even fold the parts of his talus that normally cover the arms up on his shoulders, even as the rest of the talus was hanging down in his back. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph tells us, Arochis me ma'aru b'me Tveria, somebody who bathes in waters of a cave or waters of the springs of Tveria is not allowed to carry the towels that he dries himself with, even if they barely have any water in them, even if he used many towels. But if a lot of people share a single towel where the towel is soaked, but there are a lot of people, then they are allowed to carry it, because we assume they're going to remind each other not to wring out the towel, not to violate schita. And the Gemara mentions that there's a whole host of shitos, Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, that all disagree with the Mishnah, and they all say you are allowed to carry a wet towel, and there's no concern that you're going to come to wring out the towel. Now, our Mishnah implies that showering in warm water is mutter, which is like Rabbi Shimon's opinion, but Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to shower in warm water or cold water, and Rabbi Yehuda allows showering in cold water, but not warm water. But our Mishnah only goes like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that you're even allowed to shower in warm water as long as it's a shower and not a bath. The Mishnah said, "Sachanu mimashmashin." You can apply oil and massage it into the skin, but the Braisa says, "Ublevad shalayasek adarik shalosu b'chol." It has to be done in a slightly different way, in a different order, or simultaneous with the rubbing and the placing of the oil, so that it's not done the same way it's done during the weekday. Avalom esamlin. The Mishnah says, "You're not allowed to intensely massage on Shabbos." And Rabbi Yochanan also, "Asur lamud b'karki isa shal diomeses mneshema ameles umerape." That there's a certain river, diomeses, where it's 21 days around Shavuos time, either ending with Shavuos or beginning with Shavuos, that you're not allowed to go to because it has a lot of therapeutic value and it makes you feel better. The waters of that river were so enjoyable that the Gemara blames the loss of the Aseres HaShvatim on the joy of being in that river, that they just gave up the Torah lifestyle because the Gashmius was too overwhelming. The Gemara even says, Rav Lozer ben Arach, who was nicknamed Rabbi Nuhurai because he was Mani Arini Chachamim Ba'alacha, he would enlighten all the other Chachamim in Halacha, even he fell prey to the enjoyments of this river, and he forgot his learning so much so that when he had to read the pasuk Hachodesh Azelachem, he misread it as Hacheresh Hayalibam until the Rabbanan davened for him that he should remember his learning again. Avalom Esgar in the Mishnah saying now that I scrape the skin on Shabbos because it's a weekday activity. Two exceptions to the Yisra are Rav Shimon Umliel allows scraping mud off because that's not the usual way to scrape on a weekday, and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda's mother made a special silver scraper for him to use on Shabbos because that's also not Uvda Duchal since he had a special one for Shabbos. A couple of more small points to finish the daf. Ein Yordan LeKredima, you can't go to the Kredima River on Shabbos because it's very easy to slip into the water and then you'll end up bringing out your clothing. Veinos Napuk Tevizin B'Shabbos, we're not allowed to take something that induces vomiting on Shabbos, but we can induce vomiting by hand on Shabbos. Rabbi Nechemya disagrees, thinks it's always us that induce vomiting because of Hefsed Ochlin. It's an unnecessary waste of food, aside from any other illness that may indicate. Vein Matzvenes HaKatan, not allowed to manually straighten the limbs of a baby in a way that will straighten the vertebrae, since Mechzi Kibona, it looks like building, but you're allowed to straighten the baby's limbs by wrapping the baby up tightly in a cloth. And that's a basic Chazor of Shabbos Kufam Zayin.